This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
You sleep when you're in a rowboat crossing the Atlantic Ocean, thank you. She had hallucinations. She was hungry, ran out of food. So anyway, she...
Someone had to battle strong winds. And she, yeah. She rowed to keep on pace to set the record for the female record. She had to row for 15 hours a day, every day.
Average temperature in the ocean, 86 degrees, where she... I would bet that she went... If she went down to Antigua, she probably followed there's a current that runs from the North Sea, north of England, down into Florida and south of there, and now I can't remember what it's called. But anyway, the current she might have been in that probably helped.
Probably there was a moment where she was worried she wasn't going to set the record because she rode for 18 hours one day and made it less than 10 miles.
Yeah, right. So that is a problem in and of itself. It was sponsored by the Talisker Whiskey Company. It was their Atlantic Challenge, described as the toughest endurance event on Earth. All food, water, and other necessities had to be brought with her. There was nobody. Now, was there somebody following her in a trail boat? Because sometimes that happens when you're doing this sort of thing. You go out and you are doing the work, but there's somebody close by that helps you in case you get into trouble. So that would make some sense, I think, right? In this circumstance, rowing 15, 16, 17, 18 hours a day. Good God. Ooh, ooh, ooh. 34 after the hour. Doug Steffens' Good Day program. I don't know whether I should get into that conversation, Jay, or not. I asked Jay.
Why not?
If her father was funny. I know your father. I think I know him pretty well. I consider him a friend, and I think he considers me a friend. Other than our business relationship, I think we're just friends. Mm-hmm. So I always am curious with children what they think of their fathers. I got into this discussion with my grandson, Miles, over the weekend. We were talking about various things that he thinks are funny. Mm-hmm. And at eight, they're all about fart jokes. Their kids just think it's hilarious.
Because it is. 8-year-olds are right.
So, anyway, his mother, of course, I'm the instigator, and Megan has this look on her face, and she has, ever since she was a child, she has this ability, the same expression on her face now that she had when she was Miles' age. So I get them all stirred up, because that's what you're supposed to do. Grandparents are supposed to stir up the grandchildren, right? And then leave. So I'm really pretty good at that. And Brendan was my son, an unindicted co-conspirator in this. Actually, I think he started it. We were all over at Brendan's house for dinner on Saturday night, and for whatever the reason, we got around because Miles' cousin, my other grandson Jasper, depending on what they eat, babies have gas. And so Miles thinks that's hilarious. Apparently they have contests for gas fart jokes in his class. And so he brings that to the surface after Brendan does his thing. And so we started laughing, and we couldn't stop. We just laughed and laughed and laughed about nothing. What is the, you know, so what's so funny about passing gas? Why is that funny?
That's a good question. We need to do a deep dive in psychology. Why is it funny?
I don't know. Maybe because it's like prohibited. I can hear women, older women now, they're horrified that I'm talking about this on the radio.
Yeah, they've already changed it.
Here it is, folks. Like it or not, Donald Trump farts. That's, you know, if we're going to use him as the standard, I guarantee you that Melania...
Look at you. A conversation that has nothing to do with Donald Trump.
But Donald Trump becomes...
You're bringing him into it.
Right. Exactly. Yeah.
So, the power this man yields.
That's right. Yes. I assure you that pretty much everybody that's involved in this whether it's Alvin Bragg. I bet he's got, you know, all right, so this is becoming silly. At any rate.
I am legitimately crying right now.
Okay, good for you. Here's some good news. Some mysterious radio signals have been uncovered by astronomers at NASA using AI. Here we are back to...
too tech right. or not too tech? That is the question.
That is the question. All right, so here we are. We're talking a lot about technology and how it can be used. This is a group of electromagnetic waves detected by using artificial intelligence. It's called deep learning. The signals were sourced to areas surrounding nearby stars. Nearby stars are defined as 30 to 90 light years away. You know how long it take us to get? It take like 1,000 years to get to these places. Anyway, the pulses were described as hiding in plain sight. Now, there are a lot of things. Remember, I hope you remember, the Steven Spielberg movie, Close Encounters of the Third Kind, and that little, the way they were, Spielberg was fascinated with this stuff, as you saw, with a couple of movies from the 80s. Close Encounters was one of them. What's the name of the movie where the being comes in? Why do I have? I can see him flying over the moon in his bicycle. What's the name of that movie?
Oh, E.T.
E.T. Thank you. Duh. Mm-hmm. All right. Anyway, so that kind of stuff has developed into what's real, in a sense. Here's somebody who is working on the project. His name is Peter Ma, an undergrad at the University of Toronto, says that his team searched through unbelievable amounts of data from 820 nearby stars. Good God. The 1 terabyte of information could hold 1,000 copies of the Encyclopedia Britannica. Anybody remember what the Encyclopedia?
Yeah.
Right? Okay. James, you know what the Encyclopedia? Wait a minute. Yeah. Hold on. Let's try this. James.
Yeah. What is it, Doug?
I'm up to no good here. James, do you know what the Encyclopedia Britannica is?
What do you think?
I don't want to think that I was concerned about.
Do you know
that.
What encyclopedias are? Period.
Yeah, I know what those are.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
So well, there we go. Yeah. The Encyclopedia Britannica. It's like one of the
standards
of it. Yes.
Yeah, it was the standard.
I feel like that kind of throws people off.
Yeah. Right. Okay. All right. Anyway, so this the data is collected by the Green Bank Telescope in West Virginia, which is bigger than the Statue of Liberty. And part of the Breakthrough Listen Project, which is aimed at identifying this communication that's coming from who knows where about who knows what. Right? Again, it's like a movie. Did you see that movie Contact with Jodie Foster? Remember that movie?
Yeah. Is that the one where... No, I'm thinking of somebody else. What's that
she
one?
Goes up in a... She sort of time travels, in a manner of speaking, into another place.
Doesn't the being, like, spoiler alert, doesn't the being... pretend to be a family member or somebody so that they can talk to her and not freak her out, and they even say that, like, I'm not actually this person, this is
yeah, on a beach, if I remember correctly. Yeah, I think that's the scene. I think you're right. Anyway, so they used AI, but then they had to go back. This is kind of like the teacher tells you to check your homework. So they actually used, their brains, manual reexamination, confirmed the findings that shared some of the characteristics of these signals. This is really getting to the weeds.
It could be extraterrestrial intelligence.
Yep, exactly. That's the bottom line here. There have been people all over the country who have been working on this. There's a report this month in the journal Nature Astronomy that suggests that there is breakthrough stuff. There's a California astrophysicist named Stephen Croft who's up to his Mickey trying to... Now... We're taking in all this stuff. Are we sending out interstellar information? Apparently, the answer is yes. But sometimes they're concerned that it will get lost as it passes through the dust and the gas.
Translation ends up becoming like a threat.
Yeah. So the SETI folks are at it. Search for extraterrestrial intelligence using antennas to what they call eavesdrop on signals that aliens may be transmitting. This is kind of like Independence Day. You know, those really horrible-looking beings that come to...
Have like those weird tentacles still.
Right. Ugh, gross. Yeah. Anyway, so modern research. Here we go. That was the movie In Contact with the Signals. You're right. The Cosmic Tool in New Mexico, which is where Jodie Foster heard the signals in the movie Contact. So there are... We're trying to track, or we're surveying anyway, I don't know if we're really tracking, 40 million stars. Who in the name of heaven is smart enough to have figured out how to do that? Or is this artificial intelligence again? This is Artificial Intelligence Day on the Good Day program.
Pizza's here.
Oh, great. I'd love some, but I'm worried about my stomach issues.
If you're worried about having diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain, or loose oily stools, it may not just be stomach issues. It could be a condition called exocrine pancreatic insufficiency, or EPI. With EPI, the pancreas doesn't release enough enzymes to break down food, but EPI is manageable. Use the symptom checker on identifyepi.com and talk to your doctor. That's identifyepi.com. Sponsored by AbbVie.
Hear that? The sound of your antique fountain pen gliding across linen paper as you journal in the park. And if you were here, you'd be inspired by the warm breeze. But you're not here. Because your self-care happens out on the road, riding your motorcycle protected by Progressive. And the wind in your face on the road is all the inspiration you need. So if you ride, get a quote and see if you could save with Progressive, America's number one motorcycle insurer. Now that's inspiring. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates not available in all states.
Doug Steffen here, calling all travelers. How many of you have ever been to Las Vegas? How many of you would love to go to Las Vegas? How about going to Las Vegas two nights free? I have your attention, so right now be one of the first 10 callers right this minute to call 800-419-3684. Two free nights in Las Vegas. That's it. First 10 callers, get on board. Two free nights in Las Vegas. It's the easiest thing ever, right? First 10 callers to call 800-419-DOUG. And two nights in fabulous Las Vegas is yours, no questions. You don't need to be caller 29. You can be in the first group of 10 or a dozen, and you're on board. 800-419-DOUG. 800-419-3684. We've traveled the world to find a good deal. You've got it now. With 541 Travels and the Doug Steffen Good Day Program. 800-419-DOUG. But the presence of Warren Eckstein, our pet's best friend, the pet show, was something he's been hosting. I believe Marconi started with radio in 1929, and Warren was 1934. I think that's when this all started. They give it to me, so I just give it to you. You know how that works. Warren has written a book. He's written a number of books called, this one that I like is called Memoirs of a Pet Therapist, which is what he is. He writes in the foreword to the book, "My ability to talk with animals is a lot different from that of most people, and whether it was learned or taught, I don't know. I do. This is a gift from God. You have a gift, and that gift is what's been able to get you to help as many animals as you have and as many people who have animals. And it isn't just about dogs and cats. It's about horses. It's about goats, about cow, you name it. I have on the American Family Farmer this week a llama farmer. And what an interesting thing. They've got a llama, say that half quickly. A llama factory in Ohio. Have you ever done pet therapy? Well, you have to.
Do you know someone with a drug or alcohol problem? Get help now. Insurance may cover everything. Stop the drug and alcohol nightmare. Call 800-284-0523. Learn how through the Family Medical Leave Act, you can leave your job without losing your job. Locations everywhere. Get immediate help for drug and alcohol problems. Call now. 800-284-0523. 800-284-0523.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCMteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCMteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to danpilla.com to order your copy. That's danpilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
Time for Warren Eckstein of the Pet Show fame. Yes, fame and fortune has been his because he likes dogs. He likes pets. Imagine turning, liking pets into being becoming a digillionaire, big-time broadcaster for the Pet Show. Go to thepetshow.com and see, I can say that because you and I are friends and I can get away with most anything. With friends, you can say things about me, and I say things about you, and they may be fuzzy, little, sometimes facts are fuzzy. Facts are amazing things, aren't they? They're, you know, it's like beauty in the eyes of the beholder. I'll tell you one thing, though, that is cool. Literally, at this time of year, we have a pet adoption going on at the farm. We have several different events this year, but I also see other places that are adding pet adoptions. New pets come in every week, and if you're looking for a new fuzzy friend, I'm betting you can find one of these things almost anywhere. Right, Warren?
Absolutely.
The consciousness of the conscious. People are so conscious of this now.
They are, and I think a lot has to do with it. Finally, it's being publicized that, you know, adopting a dog or adopting a cat is a great thing to do. And I always get the calls from the person that says to me, you know, Warren, I love dogs. I grew up with a schnauzer, and that's what I want. I want a schnauzer. Should I go buy... 25% of all dogs at shelters and rescues across America are purebred dogs. Plus the fact that if you go to any of the breed clubs, the Schnauzer Club of America, they have rescues there as well. So there's always a way, even if you want a purebred dog for whatever reason, I have no idea what my dogs look like. I fell in love with the inside, not the outside. So yeah. The bottom line is when you adopt a dog, you know, look beyond what they look like. I mean, there are so many great dogs out there for adoption. You know, after a day or two, who cares what they look like? You're in love with them. So that's, you know, but it's a good, you hit the nail on the head, Doug. There are more dogs and cats being adopted now. Also, on the other end of the spectrum, though, during COVID, a lot of people did adopt dogs and cats, and a lot of them have been returned, which I cannot possibly understand how a person could take a dog or a cat into their house
selfish
and return it. I don't get it. I don't get it at all.
So my daughter is looking for a poodle, a purebred poodle.
Yeah.
And they've gone to the same route to find, they have, her husband is allergic, so they get, they have, and the poodle that they had for a while that belonged to Tony, my former wife, died. And then the dog that they had, that they got from a place here in New England, died a few months ago. And so now they want to get another one. And they've looked around and they haven't found a good source, whether it be adoption. Apparently they're very popular and hard to get. Poodles. Is that true? Is there one of those poodle adoptions? I'm sure they've looked around.
What I would tell them to do is I would tell them, where do they live? What area?
They live in Mar Vista.
Oh, okay, yeah. Just go to Poodle Rescue of Southern California.
Really?
Google Poodle Rescue of Southern California. There'll be some in Southern California, Northern California, Central California. And I'm sure...
I don't think they've done that.
Well, you know, there's a lot of poodles out there for adoption, you know, or just... Right. There's also other breeds. There's Portuguese water dogs, Irish water spaniels.
We had one of those. Hair. I will tell you something. The Portuguese water dog that we had when the kids were small was one of the most wonderful beings I ever remember encountering in my life.
Well, let me tell you about Portuguese water dogs.
Oh, my God, what a great dog.
Case de Agua, that's what they're called, Case de Agua. The first Portuguese water dog that came to the United States came in the 70s to a Mrs. Miller in Farmington, Connecticut. I worked with the dog, and I worked with the Portuguese water dogs when they were very, very rare. And in fact, one of the dogs I worked with made the cover of, I'm bragging, the Life magazine, towing a boat on Long Island. Amazing breed of dog, but they also, the reason that they're okay with allergies, and there's no such thing as a totally hyperallergenic, is because they have hair versus fur. That's the big difference. But a lot of people are allergic to the dander. A lot of people are allergic to dander, and with cats, it's saliva. Saliva is a big thing with cats and allergies. So, you know, what I would do is I would go to Poodle Rescue of Southern California, and they'll guide you. I'm sure there's plenty of poodles out there that need a home.
I'm going to pass that along. Here's the story of an Army veteran named Christy Gardner, who lost both of her legs while she was on duty in Afghanistan, struggled with feeling useless until she found inspiration. The service dog that she had that saved her life now has inspired her to match veterans in need of service dogs on their own. The service dogs, sometimes I guess they sort of in or out of duty, and then what do you do with them? So she's now been the coordinator, become the coordinator of putting these former service dogs with former service members. So that was kind of a cool thing, talking about finding homes for dogs.
Yeah, I work with an organization now called For Veterans Sake, and what they do is they find dogs that may have served in Afghanistan, and they hook them up with veterans here. What a great combination they do make, though.
Yeah, that is. Right. She's done 13 service dogs so far. She trains them and then finds homes for them. I think that's so laudable. Therapy dogs, you know, what do they need? No skill except being a great dog.
There you go.
Much anything else. All right, well, congratulations there. And congratulations to Warren Eckstein from The Pet Show. It's 59 past the hour. Announcing the new My Pillow specials here on Good Day. Doug Steffen, if you are looking for the best prices ever when it comes to buying pillows and things that you need in your bedroom and your bathroom, then I have the address for you. It's MyPillow.com. And when you go in there and you buy stuff, look at the catalog that's online at MyPillow.com and use the promo code DS and get fabulous values and free shipping, like 50% off on the MyPillow 2.0, 50% off on the new flannel sheets that they have, the six-pack of towel sets for $29.98, the new mattresses, the dog beds, the blankets, the couch pillows, everything is on sale. Fabulous savings. All of the things that are sold at MyPillow.com are 100% made in America. So help the folks out that are there. Let's get everybody back into the fold, if you will, at MyPillow.com. Buy to your heart's content and use the promo code DEEP.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
News update. The Georgia primary is this Tuesday, March 12th, and Georgia could be the state that puts us... Look, if we win Georgia, we're going to win the election. Let me put it that way, okay?
New this Sunday, dueling political rallies in a key battleground state, Georgia. Former President Trump in the town of Rome in the northern part of the state Saturday night. President Biden speaking in Atlanta.
Americans pay more for prescription drugs than anywhere else in the world. It's wrong, but I'm ending it.
Now, prior to his campaign event, Trump meeting with the parents of Lakin Riley. Police say the 22-year-old Georgia nursing student was brutally assaulted and killed by an illegal alien from Venezuela. The attack and murder happening in Athens, Georgia.
He was an illegal immigrant. He was an illegal migrant. And he shouldn't have been in our country, and he never would have been under the Trump policy.
And I'm Laura Winters, USA News.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutraMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutrition meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutraMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com. NutraMedical.com for the whole family.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to GCNfood.com. GCNfood.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
With the money.
Playing the lottery. With playing the lottery. She's like, what am I supposed to do? And they're like, just go inside and get a quick pick. Like, don't put too much thought into it. Just grab a quick pick.
Right. That's what I do. Do you do a quick pick or do you have a number that you use all the time?
I mainly do quick picks, but every now and then I will have numbers that I just feel are ones I should play.
Yeah.
Those feelings have not come to fruition.
Well, that's all right. Keep working it.
Don't give up.
Don't give up. So fortunately for Juliette L'Amour, her father is a financial advisor, so probably the $48 million is not going to burn a hole in her pocket.
at 18, just now. Wow.
Good for her. She'll be the most popular. She'll get a lot of dates probably, right, in Sault Ste. Marie. Everybody's going to want to meet and greet her under the circumstances. If you could go back in time, Jay, and speak to your younger self, speaking about that young lady, 5 years of age, 18, she gets the ticket. But what do you think that she thinks, and what would you think? What do you tell yourself as you're growing up? I think about this from time to time. I think back to when I was a youngster on the farm and what I did with the animals. And, you know, sometimes I get very sad when a calf would die.
Yeah.
And if I knew then what I know now, it would be different. And maybe that's the ticket here. If you go back in time and speak to yourself, do you speak to your younger self as your younger self, or do you speak to your younger self as an adult?
Well, and would it change anything? Because the path you're on could shift, and then things that what you were doing as a younger child or even a teen or anything sends you on the trajectory into the path you are today. Would that change if you gave yourself advice, knowing now what you didn't know then?
Time traveling, right? It's a sense of turning back the clock. If you could turn back the clock, what would you do? One of the things that I would do here, and it's no secret, I've grown up in this town. I lived here all my life. I've been very involved in lots of things in the community over the years, from teaching to working in the library to doing a lot of volunteer stuff for local boards. And I like serving in governmental circumstances. One of the things when I was on the local radio station, I was talking about this on the TV program that I do here last night, going back thinking about the marathon and how the marathon was covered here. We used to have a big local newspaper, and I was thinking about that and local radio as well, and how that has faltered at the hands of guys like me, because, we've got 400 and some odd stations. So normally, if it wasn't for me and or the syndicated radio business, would there be jobs? This is partially me looking back in time. If it wasn't for me and others doing what I do, would the people that had jobs in these newspapers or radio stations have jobs today? Or would there be, I'm not trying to find guilt, but I just wonder about this sometimes, especially more, radio is my business, so I think about it, but I think about newspapers and what's going on. The fact that local newspapers have basically disappeared. We here locally have a blog. We have a thing called The Source that presents most of the local news. But there still is a lot of, in the last 17, 18 years, just whole boatloads of newspapers and local news sources have gone out of business.
Well, and local is still so important, too. Why can't they both exist in a sense of why can't there, in terms of radio, if there is a nationally syndicated radio show, have somebody on standby for local and then they get to jump in, not on the national scale, but every local station would hear this and they give the quick local news. Same with newspapers or national magazines. You see in different publications where there's a little pamphlet or something that's inserted. It can be easily removed and it can be inserted into a magazine or something or a newspaper. And you have the local side of things.
Yep.
Because there are so many local news stories that are just as important.
Well, and the local television stations have really lost their way because all they do is repeat the same stuff as the nationals, sometimes with a local twist on it. But it's not, there's not really local news unless there's a fire that burns a house down and kills 12 people or there's some big wreck or an auto chase or something. But the local fiber of what's going on in the community, you don't often know unless you really dig and go to the community's website, for example, and that sort of thing. So I'm thinking about, you tease me because I'm usually during some of the breaks reading a newspaper, like the real, I'm reading a newspaper.
That sound is what we hear.
That's the newspaper. Right. So where are they? The classic feel of holding the physical newspaper is something that is lacking. Now, the newspapers that I'm reading, I don't get the Globe and the Herald and the local newspaper. I look at it online. But I get various farm and trade papers that I use for my farm program, the American Family Farmer, and in some of the other things that are farmer-related. So that sort of keeps me connected with that community, with the agricultural community. But I have to really nose around it. Because I'm involved here locally, I get into a lot of the things that are going on. But it's not because of what I read. It's because of who I know and what we talk about when we're together as to, what's going on and what's a good model for getting this done and that done. So anyway, I just thought it was I just think it's something that we ought to try. Maybe it's just gone. Like the local hardware store, the local drug store, Walmart has come in and wiped them all out. Is that progress? No, I don't think it was progress at all. And people say, well, look at all the jobs that Walmart provides. Well, are they as good as the jobs in the old drug store? Are they as good as the jobs in the old hardware store? Are they as good as the, you know what I'm saying? You get the drift of things. We're catching good things, though, and that's the good thing, that we catch good things. In a manner of speaking, anyway, all of the things that are happening around the world that are good, the things that we can be thankful for, if you will, and that's one of the things that I think I like, being able to start out each of our hours or each of the segments with things that are happening to people that are actually good. For example, there's the story floating around about a woman who can smell Parkinson's, who is helping scientists actually develop a test. This woman actually smells changes in a body, whether it's body odor, basically. That's what corresponds to things like the onset of Parkinson's. Dogs can do that, too, right?
I feel like we're hearing more of this, of whether or not people can smell ear infections or cavities.
What do they smell like? As they're reported, listening to these people, yeah, cavities especially, certainly, I mean, you can smell B.O., nothing. Yeah, there's nothing special about that. But she knew herself, apparently, to have a super sensitive, she had the nose, and she used it. She wouldn't be able to go into the cleaning section of a supermarket, I guess, right? And then, I look at this and I think, this person, by the way, is a former doctor, right? Is that what happened? Or she knew somebody that was a doctor? I put the pieces of this together.
Yeah, she can smell changes.
Joy Milne, I think, is M-I-L-N-E. Is her name, right?
Yeah,
her husband
and
was
it
less
seems almost
and,
like it's less yeah. about the distinct smell, but it's about the change of body odor that corresponds to an onset of Parkinson's disease that she can figure out. It's like the nose.
Did she describe it, though, what the smell is, so we can pass it along to people who may have sensitive noses that are listening to us right now? The husband was a former doctor. That we found out. We know that. She thought there's apparently some kind of the Parkinson's will cause damage to a kind of skin oil, and so she went to smell the T-shirts of those who had been diagnosed with Parkinson's and those who hadn't, and she identified the shirts that belonged to the people who had Parkinson's. And she only missed once.
Except then 8 months later, that person ended up receiving a Parkinson's diagnosis. So even though it was wrong at the time, that
this is pretty amazing,
isn't it?
Huh? So can you develop this, or do you just have it? You have it. Exercise, change of diet makes a big difference in people who come up with this sort of thing. I know the dogs smell cancer, I think. Isn't that how that works?
I believe that, yeah, it's cancer. Can dogs smell if there is a stroke or a seizure coming on? Because I know a lot of times people who have epilepsy or some kind of seizure-related illness, they have service animals who can tell if there is a seizure.
Perhaps.
But I don't know if that's a smell or if that's a different body signal.
I don't know. I think that has to do with epilepsy. I think you're right about that. I've heard that story. There are a lot of different connections to reality here. But this is really a potential very... what this person would hire herself out around the world, go smell people's shirts to see if they have Parkinson's. Yeah, anything's possible, I guess. But she's working with the doctors and the scientists to come up with a way, but just have... What do they find out? What is that an olfactory? Olfactory has to do with smelling, right?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And so is that...
Something with the sebum that's in the skin oils.
All right. So there we are with an interesting...
Not sebum. What is it? Sebum?
Sebum.
Sebum, right?
Yeah. You're my doctor? I am Dr. Doug. I don't have a license. I sometimes practice medicine with Ken Kronhaus and Dr. Jack Stockwell. And you can hear those exciting adventures when you go to Good Day Health, the podcast that we have every week. GoodDayHealthShow.com, and to catch up with me and my nose and them and their noses.
Do you hear that? Asthma triggers are everywhere, from dust mites, head dander, and pollen, to smog and smoke. An asthma attack can strike anywhere, anytime. Be prepared with quick-acting Primatene Mist. Clinically proven to open airways quickly. It's the number one FDA-approved asthma inhaler available over-the-counter. Primatene Mist. Breathe easy again. Use as directed.
A toast to our new college grad who fills us with so much joy, almost as much as when we're in our RV. Oh, the world is your oyster, kiddo, and ours too. Now that we're covered with Progressive, Dad and I can hop in our RV anytime we want. Might even splurge on a retractable awning. Ooh, look out! Sorry, what was I talking about?
Protect your loved one with an RV policy from Progressive. Take as little as 4 minutes to see what you could save at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
With Father's Day right around the corner, what do you give the man who has everything? That's pretty easy. You give him an experience he'll never forget. You give him Omaha Steaks. Just head over to OmahaSteaks.com. OmahaSteaks.com. Use the promo code 30DUG. That's 30DOUG. And get $30 off qualifying orders. Choose from a variety of mouth-watering packages. Bacon-wrapped filet mignon. Gourmet grillables like the air-chilled boneless chicken breasts. Hamburgers, jumbo franks, and all of Dad's favorites. I'm getting hungry just talking about this. Don't forget, to save room for dessert, their caramel apple tartlets are my favorite. So again, visit OmahaSteaks.com. And use the promo code 30DUG, that's 30DUG, when you place your order today. Get $30 off your qualifying order. Minimum order is required. See site for details.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay Heating Pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay Heating Pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
I know I need to pay attention to my health, but I just can't seem to find the time. Between rushing to work and taking care of the kids, there's not much time left over for me. So I decided to start small by eating more fruits and vegetables and being more active. And then I got the family to make some changes too. We started by keeping a bowl of fresh fruit on the counter, and I limit the amount of sweet snacks I keep in the house. I've also found some creative ways to add more vegetables to our meals. we're taking more walks, and on the weekends, we head down to the pool at the rec center. It doesn't happen every day, but it does happen. You don't have to change your entire life to be healthier. Just make some simple changes and include your family. You'll see how easy and fun it can be.
You can make a difference. Eat smart, play hard. And when you do, your kids will too. A challenge from USDA.
Are you paying too much for term life insurance? There's a tremendous price war among the major term life companies. Rates have dropped dramatically in the past 2 years. For example, a man age 45 non-tobacco user, $1 million of coverage is only $75 per month, level for the next 10 years. Or a man age 50 non-tobacco user can buy $500,000 of coverage for a monthly premium of only $110. Guaranteed not to change for the next 20 years. That's right, level rates for 20 years. And if you're a smoker, we have great rates for you as well. At the Term Lifeline, we specialize in policies of $500,000 and above. So if you're looking for new or replacement term life insurance, call right now for a free quote.
Rates and availability may vary by state. Sample rate quotes are based on preferred non-tobacco underwriting exam required to qualify.
800-430-1891. 800-430-1891. 800-430-1891. That's 800-430-1891.
Low prices. They have access to great prices and discounts at over 500 different airlines, plus 300,000 hotels and rental car companies. Their prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find the best price for you. Call SmartFares today and get ready to see the world with a fat wallet.
800-871-3291. 800-871-3291. 800-871-3291. That's 800-871-3291.
All right, here we are, Money Pit time on the Good Day program with Tom Kreitler. He's the co-host with Leslie Segretti of the weekly Money Pit Home Improvement radio program. We hear on a lot of the same stations that carry this show. He also has a great podcast and news galore in the newsletter. Let's check out what one of our listeners wants to know from Tommy the K. There's a lady named Jenny, listens to us in Kansas, wants to know if it's okay to move her washer and dryer from the basement to an unheated garage. Sounds like dicey.
Well, I mean, there's pros and cons to that, Jenny. So first of all, because it's in the basement, obviously you're schlepping all the clothes up and down the stairs, and you're trying to avoid that and completely understand that. But putting it in the garage, that's a bit risky too, especially in Kansas. You know, it's unheated.
Cold.
And it's very cold, and you got risk of the hoses bursting. And getting a heck of a water mess there. You know what I would suggest if you're looking for a place for your washer and dryer? You know, most washer and dryers today, Doug, even those that are full-size machines, are stackable. You can put one on top of the other, as long as it obviously isn't atop of the machine. And in fact, you know, we did this in a new laundry room that we created in the second floor of our home. And by doing so, we had enough room for washers and dryers up there and didn't have to move those clothes up and down the stairs anymore. I just think, you know, putting it in the garage is a risky situation. I don't see any scenario where that's not always going to be a hassle.
It's not an upside.
There's no real upside to that, right?
No.
I mean, not to mention the fact that you got to throw your jacket on every time you want to do clothes in the winter.
Well, you did what I, my home has the washer dryer on the second floor.
Yeah.
Right on the other side of all the bedrooms, and it's easy. You throw all the stuff in, bing, bang, boom. Yeah, this is the location. Most people, if they have a second story, probably want to have, if you are looking to replace where the where those tools are, the second floor is probably a good place to start, somewhere near the bathroom where the piping is.
Yeah, you want to put nuts. The washer and dryer near where you make the dirty clothes, right?
Yeah, hello. Ding, 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 ding.
Yeah.
All right, let's talk about the Money Pit podcast. Early, you know, we have some things. I was just saying this. I'm already getting my spring allergies. My voice is kind of I'm trying to use less Mucinex to dry everything up. Because there are buds already, people are talking about spring gardening, and you have some advice. If you could help us, point us in the right direction on the podcast, that'd be good.
Yeah, we do. We talk about how to get your garden ready for spring, the things you ought to be doing right now, you know, how to pick a spot for it, how to start to prepare the soil, when you should test the soil, the best plants to add, and when to add them. And so that's all in this edition of the Money Pit podcast that's up right now on MoneyPit.com and MoneyPit.com/podcast.
And I also noticed in the newsletter, I actually am thinking about this. I've thought about it, and I'm thinking about it more seriously. I have a big house,
yep,
and I don't need it. And so I'm thinking there's another house that I like that's like literally across the street. I like where I live a lot, maybe better than any other house that I've lived in,
mm-hmm,
but it's big.
Right.
And I got me and the dog.
Lot to clean.
Yeah, yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
So when we look at the way to list it, we wonder what features to underscore other than things like we were just talking about the bathrooms on the second floor.
Right.
And that sort of thing.
Well, I mean, one of the things, Doug, you've made improvements to that home to make it more energy efficient. One of the things that I always suggest that folks do is sort of do what I would call like a green inventory, you know, because that's the kind of thing that doesn't always show up in listing. You know, do you have LEDs? Do you have newer appliances? Do you have newer heating systems or things that are Energy Star appliances or water sense faucets and fixtures? So don't miss all of that sort of thing. And then the next thing is, when you know, depending on the market, of course, but you want to think about the way it appears. You know, we talk about curb appeal, but you want to think about not only your curb appeal, but your camera appeal. Because today, nobody's driving around much to pick a house. They're generally doing it online.
Online. Right?
And, yeah, and if you right. don't invest yeah. in good photography, you're really going to lose out on some opportunities by doing that. But in terms of the features, you know, I would do an assessment of all the things that you've done to the house and make sure it presents well. One of the things about selling a house that folks don't get is a lot of folks move. In your case, you want to downsize. A lot of folks move because they need more room. But I can't tell you how many times we see imagery of homes that are crowded. You know, they're overstuffed with stuff. And so that's not very attractive.
You were looking at my sister's house.
You're trying to buy more room. A house is going to allow you to grow. So decluttering and moving stuff off the storage and having the yard sales and all of that, you know, is a good idea.
MoneyPit.com/podcast, MoneyPit.com/newsletter. Tom Kreidler here helping us out from the Money Pit on Good Day, 59 after the hour.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.